The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
We're back again.
Happy Wednesday.
And good morning. I actually have to tell you guys a story about what happened in between our shooting dates. Last night, actually, when I went home, when we wrapped from shooting, I was just tired. I was like, okay, I'm going to get into bed. I'm going to relax. I had already shut off the lights and I was in bed and I was like, you know what? I really wanted to do a face mask. Like, I think it needs some hydration. And I was like, oh my gosh, Sierra gave us those from the Fabletics gift bags, the mask. So I was like, I'm going to put on a mask.
Right.
I'm like, wait, am I going to get up and do this right now? Or should I? I was like, wait, forget it. I'll just do it here in the dark. So there I am in the dark, Sierra. Mm-hmm. Opening up the package,
unwrapping the sheet mask,
which was so much harder than I thought. I've never done a sheet mask without looking myself in the mirror. So good luck to me.
Right.
So I open it up. It's like dark. And I'm like, okay, I think I need some light. Like, so I'm like trying to open it up. I finally like place it on my face and then I can like, I'm still missing the hole. So I'm like, okay, let me open up my phone really quickly to like get a glance. I open it up, look, and I go, I startled my dang self. Like, I actually looked down and was like, oh, girl, come on.
Right.
Aw. And right. I was like alone and I was scared. And so there I was like laughing by myself. And I was like, if anybody could see me right now, they'd be like, you are so embarrassing.
Right.
So shout out to, I forgot to even check what brand those masks were. Where were they from?
They were from Target.
Well,
I mean, iconic.
Super
right.
Hydrating. Yeah. Okay. Super cute, but not when you're checking yourself in the dark.
Dude, right. Sheet masks are like kind of freaky looking.
They are. Like, I did one the day before we filmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do your guys' dogs react to face
masks?
Well,
my dad was like, whoa, like, oh, hey, hey. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Cause I like came from the abyss of like downstairs and he was like, oh, hey. And I was like, hey. And he looked and was very startled. So yeah, they're a bit shocking.
I feel like maybe 10 years ago doing like a clay mask was like, oh, you look like a zombie. Like it's all green.
Right.
But now that's like the cute, like spa aesthetic moment. Yeah, aesthetic.
Yeah.
And now it's like, no, sheet masks, they look weird.
Especially like how it like covers the nose. So
yes.
It's like, I'm telling
you. It's Voldemort.
Look so scary. I scared myself. And I was
right.
Like, I mean, it's just embarrassing because what the heck? So,
I tried to vlog in one the other day and I like couldn't move my lips.
Right.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Trying to eat with them or something like
that. Or laugh. It moves the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like the eye holes are now down here. You're like, awesome.
I put one on before I left for my trip and I had one on and then Ryan was saying some shit, of course. And she was making me laugh and I was like, stop. I can't move my face. Please don't.
Yeah. Well, okay. Speaking of the gift baskets. So we are wearing all of our Fabletics gear from that night, which I'm obsessed with. I'm so cozy right now. Like it's giving cozy vibes.
Okay, so I feel like I need to say, this is not sponsored by Fabletics.
This
is just because we freaking love these.
Yes.
But like genuinely, I've loved so many things they've done. But this like fleece collection, I'm like, I want to wear this onesie forever.
Yeah.
Yes. No, absolutely. I think I have quite literally, I showed up to set, we wore it for the Fabletics thing. I showed up to set yesterday and then today put it, I don't want to take this dang thing off.
No, right. I was vlogging and I had to mention that I was wearing it again.
Yes.
Because they've seen it. Three times.
You're like, it is a different day.
I know this
am
is confusing.
Wearing the same thing.
But if you had this, you'd get it. And you'd be in it every day, too.
And the one we have on Sierra, it's like this one little onesie. And I just, like, love it, you know?
Yeah.
And the freaking hood, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, Something about a hood and a freaking onesie.
No, that's like the coziest you can get.
It is.
Look at Sierra.
Look at you.
Look at her.
Look at me.
Look at me. Don't look at me. Look at me. I am a picture of coziness.
Facts.
But actually, that's actually kind of a perfect segue because today we're going to talk about like all of our favorite products. And I am so excited because as we move towards the holiday season, Black Friday, I'm, you know, thinking of gifts for people. Maybe I want to check out some sales for me.
Right.
And I want to hear what you guys love so that I can add to cart.
Right. This whole time is going to be like, what was that called again? Let me add that. Okay. Got the link. Got it. Yes. Got it.
Which I will put links to everything in the description.
Yes.
So if you do want to check anything out. But I feel like the days of like, do you guys remember like 5-6 years ago, like fall favorites videos?
Absolutely. 100%.
I feel like the days of that are kind of gone.
I feel like they're coming back.
You think so?
And I think it's because of TikTok.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's so obsessed with like top 10, like Amazon must haves, like that kind of thing. Like they're coming back. And I feel like more people are into it now.
Just today I was promoted things like, oh, make sure to shop this sale that's coming up for Black Friday. Like, right. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I mean, and it's Black Friday time. Like,
yeah, it's Black Friday. And you know, Black Friday, the deals.
No,
Before we get into it, do you guys still go to the store for Black Friday?
I was just about to say that.
I haven't in like 3 years, but it used to be my shit.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
That was like, before when it wasn't like you went on Thanksgiving, like when you had to wake up. Like we would wake up at like 4 a.m. in line at Kohl's.
Yeah.
Yep. Kohl's cash in hand.
Kohl's cash, baby.
I remember one year my mom and I went out at like 2 a.m. and like we didn't sleep the night before. And my family was camping at the beach for Thanksgiving. And we like snuck back into the tent at like 6 a.m. and laid there for like 20 minutes. And then my mom turned to me and she's like, we never made it to Old Navy. And I was like, oh yeah. And she's like, you want to go?
Oh, shut up.
I was like, heck yeah.
Oh.
And we just snuck right back out the tent and went to Old Navy.
Oh my God. You guys were committed to the bit.
Yes.
Okay. But also, you used to go Black Friday shopping and then film a Black Friday haul every year for like 3 years or something.
Yes. And
like right after, right?
Yeah. That was honestly like the craziest turnaround. So I would go Black Friday shopping at like 6 or 7 p.m., like right after Thanksgiving. I would try to finish by like midnight or 1, and then I would go home, film the haul, edit the haul, and try to get it up by like 6 a.m.
Sierra.
That was so big on YouTube, though. Like, that was like, those videos did so well.
And though that led to a lot of growth on my channel. So it was like, yeah, am I exhausted and am I going to sleep the entire next day? Yes.
Right.
But I need to do this, you know, and this is important for growth. And also at that time, I was like kind of on the cusp of like, can I do this full time? Like just wanting to put everything into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the first one I did, the Wi-Fi at our apartment wasn't strong enough to upload it.
Oh.
And nowhere's open at four in the morning.
Right.
So again, like Christmas morning, camped outside of Starbucks.
Oh, right.
Which was closed.
Yeah.
Gosh. Or it might have been open, but I was definitely, because it was Black Friday, but I was definitely in my car, like on my
attached
laptop.
Attached to the Wi-Fi. Starbucks Wi-Fi. Oh my gosh. That is so funny, but so much dedication. And
yeah.
Kudos to you, girl.
No,
that's
truly.
Badass. I love that.
Yeah. Wow. Iconic.
Would never do it again. But
I would not do it again.
Yeah.
Do you think that people are going to go back into like traditional Black Friday shopping?
I think so, yes. But also I do think there's just kind of like a cultural shift in attitudes about shopping in general, you know? And like for me, I still did like almost all of my Christmas shopping on Black Friday, but it was online.
Right. Yeah.
Monday, has also stepped in and taken over.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Especially when we couldn't go anywhere and do anything anyway. You were like, I have to do it online.
Right.
And now we're like all chronically online.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, why even go anywhere?
I mean, the last time I went to a mall, it was a ghost town.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like you just don't see anybody there anymore because why would you do that when they can just ship it to your door? Which
and a lot
makes
of stores
sense.
In the mall are like, empty.
Yeah. They're all like, turning into like suitcase stores.
Yeah.
You know, they're selling
or like,
random
or like
stuff.
The what's it called? Like the ones that the seasonal stores they kind of come and go, but like it's like empty. Like malls are kind of like
which is
whatever.
So sad because for me, Black Friday shopping wasn't about the stuff or anything like that. It was more the tradition of the going experience. With my mom and waking right. up at 4 a.m. Like, I would have my best friend just sleep over the night before.
Yeah.
And we'd set our alarms and I'd be like, okay, my mom's taking us at 4 a.m. and we're going to get Starbucks, obviously. And then from Starbucks, you right. just run around the mall.
Right.
Buying stuff you don't need.
Right.
But it's just the... You're already doing like family things. So it just felt right. like nice. So once the pandemic hit and we couldn't like go physically to the store, we were right. just like, all right, well good night. See you Friday.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Right. Okay. Also, remember when people would act crazy with the carts in like Walmart and stuff?
Yeah.
And have like 45 TVs and they're like, you just like can't. But also like, was the deal that deep for right. you to like be
How
doing that?
How good was the deal?
Right. This
was
a bit
worth
dramatic.
It for fighting. Like when they showed the fighting clips,
fighting.
That was when
Dude,
it was getting over toys.
Fighting.
Over toys.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be like two moms like, I saw it first. I'm like, what are we actually doing
well,
here?
Well, and the thing is too, it's the deal, right? But then it's also the exclusive toy that your kid needs for Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
And yeah. if you don't get it at the beginning, it's
going to
sell gonna out.
Timmy's going to be sad. And
I remember camping out at a Kohl's to get the Tickle Me Elmo for my little brother.
See,
the Tickle Me Elmo was like the toy of like, what was that? Probably like 2003, 2004.
Right.
Sierra and a girl, hey, no.
Yeah, right, give me right. my Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
accidentally
yeah.
set off a button. He's like,
yeah, yeah. That's so dystopian.
It really is.
Right.
It
no,
really,
it
is.
Really is.
Wow. Throwback. I just feel like those days might be behind us.
Yeah,
and
maybe
unfortunately.
That's you say unfortunately. I was gonna say maybe that's for the
you know
best.
It for probably
better.
Is for the best.
We don't need to be fighting over
we're fighting over other things. Let's not
and,
fight
yeah.
over the flat screen TVs.
But also yeah. the idea of like continuing that tradition with Grace does sound fun when she's older.
I know,
of like
yeah.
waking up and okay, we gotta go. And especially because like going to Starbucks was like such like a fun thing as like a
yeah
8, 9, 10 year old and getting the vanilla bean latte.
Yep.
Oh, I
yep.
would always get the caramel frappuccino.
Oh, you were a caramel yeah. frappuccino.
Iced white yeah. mocha.
Ooh.
Yes.
Because that was like my family. That wasn't a thing my family did. But like, you know, if we're going out early, my mom's like, okay, let's go. Like, let's go get coffee. Let's go to Starbucks.
And
I'm
it's
like,
a vibe.
I'm like, yeah. I gotta be like with my flip phone, taking my selfie
right.
with my little
Yeah. It's just the experience and
yeah.
just being with your mom or like aunties. My aunties would come
yeah.
too and stuff
yeah.
like that. So
yeah.
just
My
super
mom
was fun.
A big Starbucks gal. Like when I was younger, she was teaching at the elementary school. So I already had to be at school like early.
Right.
And so we were always getting Starbucks and I loved it. And I could recite. She used to get like an iced chai latte, 6 pumps chai, 6 pumps something else, whatever. I could quote it and she doesn't drink it anymore. But I still have like distinct
burned
like
in
memories.
Your brain.
Oh,
and there's
God,
nothing
yeah.
like getting Starbucks when it's still dark out because it's
yes.
so early.
Yes.
You're like, I
yes.
deserve this.
Like,
actually.
I'm up early. It's giving single mom who works
two jobs.
And it's like
100%.
Me, like a 6-year-old, like holding my Starbucks. Like
me. And never stops.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But it did feel so cool to be like, oh, I'm just so tired. I need my Starbucks. You're like 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fully energized. Like, you're fine.
Yeah,
but
you're
like,
super.
Oh, man.
And we also would go with like my aunt and my cousins because they would be in town for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And that was just so much fun.
Yeah.
And like to run around together. And I remember me and my cousin after Thanksgiving dinner sitting on the floor with the newspaper sprawled out, circling.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we got to get this.
That is so
yes.
cute. No, I love
yes.
that. But actually, what as we're talking about this, it's reminding me that towards the end, before pandemic, do you guys remember there was like a shift where no longer just Friday? It was before
Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
It was at this point, not even midnight. They weren't waiting, 12,
oh, yeah,
01.
It
was like 10.
Yeah, it was like 8 p.m.
9 a.m.
Sometimes even like 8 p.m., like right
like,
after.
Yeah.
yeah. And that was helpful for me in wanting to film my videos.
Right, right.
But
getting ahead of it, yeah.
I really don't like that because it is forcing those workers to not be with their families on Thanksgiving.
I completely
oh, true.
Agree. And when
true.
We need to do an episode about jobs and stuff like that because I had to work
oh, yeah.
Black Friday
oh.
as a like 16-year-old. And I remember having to eat dinner quickly and take a nap before my shift. And my mom was mm-hmm. like, do you really have to go? I'm like, Mom, this is the biggest night of the day. Do you not
right.
know what we've been prepping for? But nonetheless, you're so right about that. Just I understand capitalism and
right,
gifts
right.
and everything, but can't we take the whole holiday off?
Can we take one day off capitalism?
One day.
Just one. 12:01,
yeah.
you can start up again.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
That still gives the same hype of ending at 12.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine, but like 8, what are we doing? You're cutting into dinner time and
for
like
sure.
family
right,
time.
Right,
so
right, right.
That's my tea about that.
No, I fully agree. Listen, Black Friday needs to start at 12:01 on Friday. It's not Black Thursday.
Yep, yeah. Agreed.
It's Black Friday.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Agreed.
I digress.
Back to the actual products.
Yes. Okay. Yes, okay. Yes.
So what are we ordering for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or whatever it be?
Right.
So
who's going first?
Yeah, who's going first? And let me get my notes out.
Oh, I actually do have notes.
Okay, so while you guys are pulling up some notes, let me start with mine that's at top of mind because I'm obsessed and I'm already wearing it. I know I've already told you guys about it, but it's the Rare Beauty Blush. I have it on today. Yeah.
Stunning.
Take a look.
Ooh.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Oh, stunning.
I love it so much. And I was actually hesitant to get it because I was watching people put it on and it's very like liquidy. Like it's, and I've always done powder blush, which by the way, blush is like an iconic statement for my makeup. I don't wear much. So I was like, I love blushes and yeah. I love trying different ones. And this Rare Beauty, specifically shade Hope, I can never find it. Ryan, how many Ultas do I go into? And
yeah, because it's always sold out.
Hope is always sold out. Yeah. But if you can get it online, get it. I love it. And I get so many compliments and it makes me feel super cute. So
Is it the one that comes in the tube?
Yes.
The liquid blush, I think. Yeah.
So yes. I got that in a goodie bag at VidCon.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought it was lip gloss.
Yes.
And I used it in a video and everyone was like, girl, that's blush.
Sierra.
But what did it look like? It actually worked great. And I've continued to use it on occasion as a lip product. Because and it looks like very matte, but you just put a gloss over it.
Right. Kind of like a lip stain.
Yeah.
But you're so right. You totally could because it's so pigmented. And that's the fearful for me personally. I was like, this is so pigmented. This is going to give too much and I don't want to. But no, it blends in so nicely. At least I think so.
It looks gorgeous. Great.
It looks really natural. Do you do like just dotted?
I end up doing two dots, one, two on each side, and I just blend it in. And then what's little left over on the sponge, I just give a little tap at the top of the nose to really give that cuteness.
Right.
I
love it. I think it's iconic. It looks great.
So top product, please try it out and Sierra, use it properly.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I really need that.
I mean, the hype on TikTok about it was like crazy. Yes. Like everybody on TikTok was like, you need it. And that's why I sold out all the time.
Yeah.
So do you use other Rare Beauty products or is that just the one?
This is the first and only Rare Beauty product I've ever tried, and it's convinced me to actually dive more into it. I think I see that they have some bronzers, like it's like a stick. Again, I've never used this. These are like
a contour stick?
Yeah, like a contour. Never done that before, but I've seen it looks so great on TikTok. That's what inspired this Rare Beauty blush. So maybe for Christmas, I'll get some more Rare Beauty.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah.
I love that. Iconic. Come on, Selena Gomez.
I also have a makeup product written down. Another one that there was so much hype around. And I was like, this cannot possibly live up to the hype. And it does. The Dior lip oils.
Okay. Yeah.
Really? My gosh. All I wear is the clear one. And it gives pop shine. I feel like it brings out like my natural lip color because I'm not wearing any other makeup other than eyebrow gel. If I have like a bold lip, it looks off.
Missing something.
Yeah. But also I already have small lips, so if there's nothing on my lips, they just kind of blend in with the rest of my complexion. So I want them to stand out a little bit. Especially being on camera, it's good to have some sort of differentiation, you know, in your lips. So that your like mouth movements are more visible.
Right.
And I just love it. It's hydrating. It feels amazing. 10
out
of 10.
It's also cute. I've seen the girlies on TikTok that are like, you need it. And a lot of YouTubers that I watch are like, I'm obsessed with it. And I love Dior. So honestly,
me too. So consider me sold.
Yeah, like that's, I'm going to
And
get
it's
it.
Another one that is always sold out. Always. But
that's why they're so great.
You just got to keep checking the website.
Yeah, this is Holy Grail products right now.
Yes.
Everything that I'm telling you guys right now is stuff that I use on practically the daily.
Same.
I love that. Okay, good.
Okay, to stick with it's not makeup, but it's skincare. Honestly, Jess put me on, so I do have to give a round of applause for Jess because it's literally changed my life. Okay, so it's the Paula Choice Exfoliator. Okay, it's really gentle, but I had a lot of like, just bumps in the middle of my forehead that I couldn't, like, it wasn't acne because I couldn't, like, they weren't pimples. I couldn't pop them, like, and they just were there. And I'm like, I washed my face, like, I don't know what's happening. And it was just getting so frustrating and it was growing and growing. And I was like, I've had about enough of this and I don't know what to do. And I don't know. And Jess was like, have you tried this? And I literally tried it. I could tell 2 days later that it made a difference. Like, wow. I should do like before and after photos because I have photos before I started using it. And I use it every day. I use it twice a day, in the morning and at night. And it has almost completely cleared up.
It truly took a couple of days.
Like a couple of days, we saw the difference.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah. It was, I have just bought another one. Like, remember Empties?
Yes. Oh, I loved Empties videos.
I loved Empties videos.
Because that's the real stuff that you're like,
this is empty because I used it.
All of it.
Yeah. So that, if I was making an Empties video, that would be the first one on it. I just rebought it.
I'm going to buy that so
fast. It's so iconic. Like, truly, if you have any stubborn, anything, and it's a gentle exfoliator, so it doesn't hurt. You know, sometimes when you do the exfoliate, like it feels like the tears in your skin.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Is it like a textured exfoliant or is it like chemical?
It's so like it's, chemical.
Okay.
So
I've heard that's better for your skin.
And it really doesn't hurt. Like I have very sensitive skin and it doesn't hurt at all. And I just put it on a little cotton pad or like even like a little like washcloth and I just put it on my problem areas and I move on.
And I there's one Paula's Choice product that I've used. It's like a retinol cream and I really like it.
They're really good.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're pretty hyped up. Not overly hyped, but like people are like, this is a trustworthy like product, like brand. Yeah. So number one, Holy Grail. I'm obsessed. Changed my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I you truly. You have raved about it so much. So yes. I'm getting it as well.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm going to share the links amongst each other in the chat.
Another Holy Grail product of mine that I use every single day is the Super Goop Unseen Sunblock.
That's one of mine. I literally have it written down.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
I've heard so much about that.
That shit is so good. I love how it smells. I love how it goes on. I love how it feels. And I love how it actually is unseen. And obviously, you need to be wearing sunblock every single day, even if you're not leaving the house, because I know you're on your screen. I know you're on your computer, your TV. Yep. I know it. Put on sunblock every single day. It's in the link.
Facts.
I am so torn with that product because on one hand, I love it so much. I want everyone to use it. Like I'm at the beach with my family. I'm like, here, take this, take this.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's expensive and it's a small bottle. And I'm like, do you appreciate it?
Right. Like, do you care about what we're doing here?
You are so right about that, Sierra. I will not. I'm not going to lie. I agree with this. The bottle. I go through it so fast because it is every single day. And
multiple times a day.
Is it just for your face?
This one's specifically for your face, but I believe that Super Goop does have other sunblocks, right? They have body sprays and stuff like that. I think.
I don't know. I've heard a lot about the Super Goop, that word.
The brand
is
great.
I've turned like 5 people in my family onto it. Because I have like a big beach family, and so I'm always like, here, try this. Then like my little brother, I'm like, you're not gonna appreciate this. But his girlfriend, I'm like, here, Bethany, try this.
Right. Yeah, I say this, that you're so funny about that. Ryan was like, can I borrow sunblock? I'm like, babe, just use like the other Neutrogena. No, that's the Neutrogena.
No,
just use what we have in the back.
Just use the spray.
He's like, hey, but this is the nice stuff. I'm like, I know, but you wash your face with like anything. Please, just
right. Like,
you're using a 3-in-1 body wash.
Yeah, okay.
So you don't deserve the Super Goop.
Listen.
And I'm sorry, boy, Ryan.
No.
Does he really use a 3-in-1? Because Steven does.
And you know what? Not anymore. When I first met him, I don't mean to like
call him out.
Sorry,
boy Ryan.
He wasn't doing the 3-in-1. He was just simply used like he didn't know when I met him. He just didn't know, and he was like, "Wait, so I want to get into one. Should I get the apricot scrub?" I'm like, "Ryan,
the Saint Ives.
The Saint Ives." And he said, "I saw it in a video. I said there's a trend going around where they're promoting bad products, like a ha ha ha." I'm like, "That was a ha 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 video. They don't really mean for you to get that. They're trying to trick you. I'm like, do not buy any of those scrubs that is so bad for you."
He said, "I saw it."
He bought it. He came home and he was like, "Hey, look." And I was like, "Throw it away. I'm so sorry, but that shit is so bad for you.
So bad.
Do
for
not
you.
Use this. That scrub." So then I was like, okay, if you're ready for this journey, allow me to show you. So I started getting him on this like gentle cleanser, and now he's even using a like hydrating lotion after and sunblock.
Period.
So that man is now 3 steps. So I'm very proud.
He went from 3-in-1 to just
3 steps.
Yes.
Amazing.
I love that.
You need to get him to talk to Steven.
I will. Okay.
Right.
Steven, he's been stubborn with that. I think what he really uses is a 2-in-1.
Okay.
So it's like a shampoo and a body wash.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which is... why are you using the same thing on your armpits as you are on your hair? But like, you know what? I'm not gonna interfere in your life choices.
Right.
Like,
the worst thing you could do.
Yep. And he does wear sunscreen.
Okay.
But I think there's
there is a lot of room for improvement. And I think maybe Ryan could speak to that.
Yeah, and he did start like back. He was like, I don't want that many steps. I just want it to be quick. Like I have to, like, I know I have to do it. So I'm just going to make it quick. And he found like a lotion / sunblock in one. So maybe that will help Steven.
I feel like it's so hard to get men to want to do that when their skin looks great already. It's like, how are you using the same thing for everything and it looks great, but I have to use like 5 million things for it to look the same.
I have asked myself that but so you know many what times.
But then they get older and then I'm like, you look old.
Yeah.
And I don't.
So maybe that's like we're it's doing like all the preventative.
Preventative right now. And they're like living their lives now, right? They're like, yeah, it's fine, it's fine. And then they get older and I'm like, well, yeah, you see. And now look at me.
And this is why you have to wear sunblock.
Exactly.
Yeah,
because you can have porcelain skin forever.
Agreed. Agreed.
Speaking of the St. Ives thing and those products that are just like so bad for your skin, but you like weirdly crave them. I saw a tweet the other day that was a picture of the Clean and Clear Morning Burst that was like, but I wouldn't give to use this just one more time.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
God, I totally
every
remember
girl
that.
Had that shit. And tell me, it felt like so clear and so fresh on your skin.
Do you, I like remember the commercial where it's like the slow motion
the
of the
flashing. Yep.
And
yep,
I'm like,
totally.
That's what I want to feel like before I go to first period.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Right.
And we all had that. Wow. I'm
and the,
so annoyed.
Okay. On the same vein, the Maybelline mascara with the green top and the pink.
Yep.
Listen, honestly, sometimes I still wear it. Like I'll get it. Like if I see it and I'm like out of mascara, I'm like, Why fix it if it ain't broke?
Listen, why fix the wheel, you know?
Like, yeah. And it's still a good, it's a great mascara. I love Maybelline. So
maybe it's Maybelline.
Exactly. But you beat me to it. You beat me to it.
I'm sorry, Sierra, for taking your item, but
no,
I would like to hear.
I'm sorry for hijacking your turn to be like, super cool.
But like, that's how you know it was iconic. Like,
but
if you
like,
guys
super
both love it. Like,
and we stand by it.
We do. Right, we do. Right. Okay, so I'm going to keep it. Well, you know what? I'll just kind of stick with the like beauty and skincare theme. And then I'll kind of, I have some like mom baby things too that I'll do closer to the end. Okay, my skincare fridge. And this is not just like this brand of skincare fridge. This is just having one in general. I don't think the one I have is like particularly special. But to have your products be cold and to have a cute little teeny tiny mini fridge on your counter.
And why is it so tiny?
I know.
So
and,
cute.
And it even has a little handle. And then you open it. And then you're like, here's all my stuff.
Yeah.
It just feels nice.
Does it make you do your skincare more?
1,000%.
Right.
And it makes it feel like more of like a spa.
It's an experience. Yes. At that moment, you're like, I'm about to open these doors, baby.
Right.
No, it's wait, what's that one trying to think? It's like, you better fix all my fucking problems. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like holding it.
Need my skincare fridge.
Yeah. But you're so right. It makes like you probably put your little gels in there, and then when you put them on your eyes, oh God.
And they're not that expensive. I think they can range anywhere from about $30 to $60.
I thought they were so expensive.
I'm sure
there
are more high-end ones
right?
But like mine was not that expensive. And it's such like a nice experience. I feel like that would be a great gift for someone who loves skincare.
Right.
Because it's something that you might not buy for yourself, but that you're going to love.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I started putting some gels in our like actual fridge. Which
I was going to say, Ryan needs that. We have gels in our fridge.
There's gels in the fridge, which is fine. And I like it when I'm doing it. But in my head, I'm like, these don't belong in here. It is next to the butter and the minced garlic.
In my sauces.
Like, what are we doing? But like the nice, I like the coolness of it.
And if I had one, I would end up putting my jade roller, like a little. I love to gouache and stuff like that. So if I could put it in my fridge, oh gosh, Sierra, maybe.
I know.
Maybe
baby.
I think you need a skincare fridge.
No, I really do.
The other problem is where?
Yeah.
We currently don't have room for
They're so much smaller than you think. Like, go look at mine.
Any room. I've seen yours.
You could put it at your bedside table.
Oh.
And it would be like
that's
cute,
true.
Aesthetic.
Nope. Cute.
You could also like put it, now that I'm thinking, now I'm like, you can get it. You can put it on the floor, like plug it in, put it on the floor. And then when you're doing your skincare, just lift it up, put it on the desk and do the thing.
Well, and you know what a lot of like breastfeeding parents do is they put it at their bed. They use their skincare fridge for like breast milk.
Yeah.
So you like take all your skincare stuff off when you're breastfeeding, put it at your bedside table. You have to wake up in the middle of the night and pump. Put it right in there. You don't even have to get out of bed.
I love that. Genius.
Yeah.
Two in one.
Two in one. Two in one for your breast milk and your skincare.
Well, I'm not at breast milk yet, so maybe I'll just stick some snacks in there.
There you go.
No, yeah. It's a chocolate bar.
It's like a little Nesquik thing. I don't know.
Okay, I love that. I do love that. And I've seen that. And I've seen you use it. And I'm like, it's giving like luxury without having to go anywhere or really do anything more than what you're already going to do.
Yes.
You're already doing your skincare, but to have it be like nice and cool, like that's giving luxury.
I
love that. Cute. Well,
so Ryan, what am I buying next?
Right. Okay. So I'm moving away from skincare and beauty, going with, honestly, this is a bit chuggy.
Say it.
It's knee-high boots.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, yeah.
With the black turtleneck sweater and the brown jeans. Skirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like the high-waisted like skinny jeans.
Yes.
I don't love skinny jeans. I love knee-high boots. I think they're so cute and so fall. I am aware that they're chuggy, and I think that's one of the things I'm not. They are.
Who?
I saw.
Who said?
Probably some other millennial said they were cheeky.
No, but I don't think so. I won't even let it under. I refuse.
You're like, actually, it's not.
Because it's fashion, baby.
I know.
Like, it's so in right now. Like, even to style, I've been seeing, which, by the way, I think I'm going to add to like a look.
Period.
Me trying to become fashion. I don't know how.
Not to become. Fashion.
Yeah. If you both could teach me, that would be great, because this is me on TikTok and Instagram taking notes.
Right.
And it's so into where the high boots have some sort of just casual biker sporty shorts type thing, a black shirt and like a blazer. So it's that very casual look underneath, but you have that blazer with the high boots and it makes it so up, like levels up the situation.
I have seen that and it's cute.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not chuggy. I don't know who.
Do you have like a certain type of boot, knee-high boot?
Yeah, so right now I've been seeing the knee-high boots that are like more they're not like tight, like you don't tie them in the back, but the ones I'm thinking of, you pull literally over and then you tie them in the back. Yeah, and they have like the zipper on the side. I love them. I wear them every year. I wear them all the time, dude. The second it's like 71 degrees, I'm like,
break out the knee-high boots.
It's fall.
I think that's kind of just us being in California, and because we don't get the rainy weather. If we see any crisp in the air, we're like, should we watch Twilight and should I put on a hoodie and knee-high boots?
Right.
And get a pumpkin spice latte.
And have some soup. Like, I have to get out all my fall winter activities quickly.
Yes, quickly, immediately. So, yeah, and I get mine from ASOS.
Ooh.
I love them. So they're like not that expensive and they're good quality. I've had them for a handful of years, so. I love them and I will never let them go.
Cute.
Don't let them tell you it's chuggy.
I know.
Just embrace.
Me telling everyone else that everything else is chuggy except what I like.
And you're like, but don't come for my
Don't look at me. Yeah, literally.
My next product is something that I have recently discovered while I was on my trips, because I just it was one of those I kind of have to situations. When I went to Aruba, it was just so humid. It was 90 degrees and it felt like I was walking through like a hot cloud. And so I would take my Dyson, which I'm obsessed with another product, but I took it with me on my trip. I literally Dysoned my hair and then it just went to shit completely. Mm. So I was just curly, fluffy, like could not control it. So I'm like, okay, I need to order myself a product for Singapore, because Ryan was like, you think this is bad? Just wait till we get to Singapore. I'm like, it gets worse. Okay.
Right.
Bought myself the Garnier Fructis. Let me try.
Garnier.
I got Garnier. There's an R at the end.
I know.
Yeah, but it's like fancy.
It's like French, bro. Garnier.
It's giving like Target. Okay.
Right.
Oh my God.
Or like Glossier.
Garnier. I got myself that. And it's a conditioning cream gel. And I'm wearing it right now, actually. And I love how it feels on my hair. Usually what I've been doing is wearing gel type or foam or anything like that. And it always feels crunchy. But this one is like a cream and it makes it feel still soft, but it holds my curls. Don't know what it is. I love it. Buy it. I got it on Amazon.
I want to try it. Your hair looks gorgeous.
Thank you so much. And it feels just so soft. And so if it's giving and it feels soft, I said, let's go.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm running through this tube like nobody's business.
Well, and you like, I feel like you went on a journey with like not wanting to wear your hair curly and like not having like the products to like really feel like it's giving what you want to give.
Oh, absolutely. Well, in middle school, I did the same look of the gel crunchy curls, and then I straighten my bangs flat.
I feel attacked.
Attacked. Yeah.
And then if I'm trying to spice it up, put on a headband over front of it to really, and like guilty. I would take it off, I'd have a line.
The
like,
guilty.
What was I doing? What were we doing?
We really thought it was something.
But then I was insecure about my curls. People were just like, oh, wow, like your hair's just so... I don't know. The way it was talked about, I didn't feel comfortable wearing it out. So I went to just straight. So I just straightened my hair for years. And that was kind of the fashion too. Just having the layers and straightening it. Never look back. And now as an adult, I'm starting to be like, boy Ryan and like other people, when they call, like even you, Sarah, have been like, oh my God, your hair looks... I'm like, really? You think so? And it's so weird that I'm not aware that it does look nice. And I'm shy about it. But I'm like, curly curls, let's go.
Right.
Well, I think especially having something that differentiates you in middle school and high school is just anything different gives people something to nitpick.
Mm.
And I felt very similar about my hair is that like I remember one time someone said, you know, oh, it looks poofy or you look like a poodle. I'm just all of a sudden, hello, straightener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The wet to dry straightener. Mm-hmm. With the, when it would crackle.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I don't have enough time. But guess what, baby? I'm not going with curly. So,
Just frying that shit off.
Yes.
Oof. And I feel like in going on this journey of, you know, bringing back my natural curls, I have really kind of like brought a piece of myself back, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so amazing to see you kind of go through the same journey.
I'm in the middle of it.
Shout out Garnier Fruit Teaks.
Yeah.
Garnier.
I kind of have a similar thing about my hair as well. Like I had relaxers growing up, which is like the chemical, you know, like hair situation to straighten your hair. And obviously like I don't have hair currently, but my natural hair is like very tight, kinky, curly, like coiled hair. And I just, we didn't know how to like really handle it or whatever. And it was just like, and I had so much hair when I was younger. Like when we would straighten it, it would be like touching my butt. And I was like 3.
Oh my gosh.
Like super long. And so it was just easier to get it relaxed and have it straight all the time. So I had straight hair forever, literally until I shaved my hair off. Like I was doing relaxers every couple of however often you do it, and I had straight hair, and it wasn't until I shaved my hair off and my hair started growing back. And I wore it curly, like I did the afro for a little bit, and I, you know, was natural for a while until I'm not a hair girly, so I just can't do it, so I just shaved it off again, and I keep it shaved. But I had a similar experience here. I was like, I cannot have natural hair around here. Especially like growing up in a predominantly white area, like nobody has hair like me, let alone like not you, like barely even curly hair, like not even. So I was like, you know, this is for the best. It's just better this way. And now like to see the rise of specifically like Black women with their natural hair, like feeling super empowered in it, I'm like, I love to see it. Wish I could just have the patience to do my hair, but I don't. But I feel similarly.
And that's the thing is that, you know, with how hard it was for Paloma and I, that's even without the baggage of the stigma that there is about Black women with their hair.
Yeah.
And that it, you know, the all the things that have come out with people saying, you know, oh, I was told my hair was unprofessional.
Yeah.
And like that's a whole nother level to what we experienced.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, it's so great to see now like people reclaiming like this is your natural hair. Like both of you, this is your natural hair and it's beautiful. And you just, you know, got to get the products to make it feel like you love it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, fuck what everybody else has to say. And at the end of the day, too, now everybody's like, oh, my God, your curly hair is so cute. When 10 years ago you were telling me how it looked crunchy and poofy and all this other stuff. Crazy. How you wish now that you had curly hair.
And now people are like getting perms again.
Yes. I'm like, so what are we doing? Everybody just love your hair. It's perfect and beautiful.
Retweet.
That's it.
Yes. Send tweet.
That's it.
Yep. Like, that's the tweet.
Or your lack thereof.
Or lack thereof. Listen, if you don't like it, get rid of it. That's also fine. Bald women unite.
Sierra up next.
Up next. Okay. So I feel like Polaroid cameras for a while were kind of like the fake hipster thing, right?
Yes.
Like, oh, like my Polaroid camera.
You had to get the picture of you holding
of
the Polaroid.
Right.
And like, I get that. It's cringy, whatever. However, I love my Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
And I love having it to like capture the authentic moments, you know?
Yeah.
I love having it instantly printed because I don't have time to go get photos printed all the time.
Right.
It's just, it's been one of my like favorite things. I love bringing it on trips.
I love when you bring it out.
It's so fun.
Yeah. It is fun. We took so many when we had the podcast rebrand shoot.
Yeah.
And I love those. I love looking at them.
And they have such a different feel than like a professional photo or an iPhone photo. Like there's something, or even a film photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something different about the instant Polaroid.
It gives that like, it looks authentic.
Yeah.
Like it just,
it feels, well, it feels like real, like tangible. Like I can hold it in my hand and see the picture. Mm-hmm. And we don't go to Costco anymore and print off our old cameras. Now we just kind of swipe through and our phone. And you're like, oh, cute, cute, cute. But you just swipe so fast, you know? And this one, I feel just holding it, you're like, oh my gosh, we really had to hold it. Don't blink.
Right.
Set it down. Let it develop.
Right.
And now it's here in my hands rather than just like, oh, cute. Look at the seven same pictures I took.
Right.
Whatever,
and we're not going through 50 to choose the best one.
Right.
Yeah. There's just one.
Just one, baby.
Do you think film camera, what is your take between like film cameras and Polaroid cameras? Because obviously the Polaroid, it comes out right then. But the film camera kind of gives the same look. Like kind of washed out a little, grainy.
Mm-hmm. And the fun thing about that is then you don't get to see it right away.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I don't know. I don't have a film camera, but that might be something
that could be
that
cute.
Might be fun for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like anytime you're like doing like a trip or something, like that could be fun. And also to not have to have the physical copies and keep up with them the whole time you're at a trip too. Like that could be.
I brought the Polaroid camera to Disney World with us and I literally would take a photo and then I would put it in the little zip pocket in the stroller so it could develop.
Right.
Oh. So now just the whole zip pocket of our stroller is like filled with Polaroids.
That's so cute though. I love that.
I kind of love the idea of getting a film camera because I had a film camera when I was younger that I loved and I had so much fun like at the end of the month going to Costco with my mom and getting it developed and I was always the girl with the camera.
Right. I mean, I feel like there's always one.
Yeah.
The camera girl.
I started with that film camera that I remember I bought with like money because I had like house-sitted for our neighbor and they gave me like $20, like a $20 bill. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like I felt like I needed to go back and be like, this is too much.
Right.
But then I was like, I'm going to keep it.
Right.
And I bought a film camera and it was orange and it had like blue and purple flowers on it. And that was like my first one.
I love that.
And then Kenzie remembers the green Fujifilm. That was like my whole personality in high school.
Right.
And middle school.
I love that.
Digital camera, waterproof. We'd bring it to the beach. And then now vlogging. So it never ends.
I mean, it was always, I feel like, your trajectory. Like you were like going to be the camera girl. I had the same thing. But digital cameras had a chokehold on me.
Mm-hmm.
I had so many and I was the one that was like, okay guys, like get together, like we're gonna take the picture, because I had this one, it was purple, it was truly iconic. Like I can picture it in my head and I wish I might still have it in my parents' garage, I don't even know, but I was always taking those pictures and every week I would go to the little Target or maybe it was like CVS and get them printed off and I'd be like, here you go friends, like here's this, and I would like write little stuff on the back. It was very
that's
cute.
That's super cute.
I know. Maybe I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Maybe I should bring it back.
Aww. Yeah. I love that.
I should bring it back.
Do it, Ryan.
Okay.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Yeah, I would. Okay. My next one, since we're on like kind of the like tangible things, you know, but not something you don't really think about. And this is new to me. And I just talked about it in one of my vlogs. But I got like a can cooler, like what are those called, koozies?
Uh-huh.
It's not a koozie,
yeah.
But it's like hard, like it's like a tin. So they're called Frost Buddies. You can get them on Amazon. There was a gift to me from Boy Ryan. He bought all of us one.
Yes.
And I was like, what am I doing with this? Like, what is this for? But everything I drink at home is like from a can, basically. Like my bubblies, my sparkling waters, you know, my little canned cocktails, always. And they always get so warm so fast. And I'm like, I don't want to drink this. And it's only halfway. And I'm like,
and then you don't finish it.
And bubblies don't taste, or like LaCroix. Like those don't taste good.
Warm water.
Throw it away.
Oh my God.
It has to be cold. I want it
like burning.
I there is nothing like taking the first sip of a cold, cold LaCroix or bubble, like, and just like,
just it,
like
burning, it just burns. Yes. It feels so, so good. So this little contraption here, you like unscrew the top, you stick it in, you screw it in, and then you just, it's fine.
And ooh, and it's multi-use. So it's not just for those specific
like
kind
the
of cans.
Skinny cans too.
We took them to Aruba, and so we would use them.
You took it to Aruba?
Yeah.
That's how much you love this product. You took it to Aruba.
No, for sure. Yep. Yes. And so Ryan was so sick. He got everyone on the trip and like Ryan and all of us like a sweet little thing. And so we would switch different drinks. Like we were doing Coors Light and like different things. And we would switch it out and it's quote unquote universal.
Yeah, universal.
So
right.
It's
and
supposed
also,
to
like,
fit most.
If you're drinking, you know, a little something you don't want anyone to know, no one knows.
Oh, yeah.
Because it covers
and
the can.
And so we were by the pool and they're not saying anything. I mean, they could clearly tell something different, but they weren't saying anything.
Right.
I'm walking around like it's Las Vegas.
Right. Right. I love it. I use it every time at home. As soon as I crack it up, I'm like, where's my little frost buddy?
Add
it's
to cart.
So cute. No, literally.
Add to cart. Yeah. No,
and it's honestly such a good gift too. If somebody's like a camper, if they go camping a lot or like traveling, like anything, like I'm about to get everybody one.
Oh,
I'm obsessed.
I'm going to get so many.
They have so many different patterns. And I got the white with sparkles. It's so cute.
Ryan got me the cheetah one and I was like, it's giving cheetah girls.
Oh my gosh, it's like what you're wearing.
It literally looks like this, except it's like the brown cheetah. Yeah,
oh,
it's iconic.
I love that.
Thanks, Ryan.
Okay, my next one is something that I know it's like not a new product or whatever, but it's for my clumsy girlies.
I may need this
thing right here. This charm break. It's like a. So this is a phone chain charm.
Okay, there it is.
I drop my phone. Okay, I have better fingers. I pick it up and it just flies out my hand. I don't know what it is, but this helps it keep so secure. And now I don't, you know, drop it as much.
Right.
And I remember to have it on. I just keep it on my wrist rather than leaving it everywhere and all that stuff. And I get so many compliments. So many people are like, that's so cute. I'm like, thank you so much. Get one. And I try to put everyone on it because it's so cute and interchangeable. This one I got from Amazon and it came a pack of like 5. I'll also link that. But there's so many and other places too that you can get them. And they're just so cute.
No,
it kind of gives.
It's so cute.
Thank you.
And I feel like also differentiates your phone from like if it's a phone pile, you're like, oh, mine's the one with literally the charms on it.
So actually, I'm glad you said that because I have been eyeing that. Like, I think it is so cute. Every time you have it, I'm like, I need one of those.
And it gives like bracelet.
It does.
Right.
And so I'm the same thing. Always dropping my phone, always leaving it places. But I was like, that's like P's thing. Like, I don't want to like have I don't want to like have the same thing. I don't want to take that.
Girly.
You give me the permission.
I want you to get the variety pack.
Okay.
Shake it up every month. They're so fun. They're so cute.
Wait. Push pause. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a part during probably quarantine times when we were all like looking for things to do. People were making bracelets and like doing the beads and stuff and they were making those.
We should make some.
Oh, cute.
We could make friendship bracelet. Phone
charm things.
Yes. That's cute as shit. Okay, we're doing it.
Next sleepover.
At the retreat.
The retreat.
We are having
And we can, you can get the beads and the twine or whatever it is. And like, all you need is a case that has the holes in it.
I love that. And then all of ours can be a little different.
Yes. Okay. Aww. We need to have a phone chain charm setup so we can make some.
There it is.
That's cute.
Okay. That's so
cute. And I just want to add one little thing. I am a fidgeter, so it's so nice to simply, you will catch me on my work calls just kind of just moving my hands over, or I'm here on set. You'll probably play back the videos. I'm rubbing it. So my ADHD girlies, if you need to fidget and touch stuff, it really helps. So sensory, love it. I'm always grabbing it.
Yeah. It's so cute.
Thank you. So everyone get a charm.
Yes.
Thanks for giving me the permission.
Yes.
I've given all of you the permission to match her.
Yes. No, please. Please. It's so cute.
And functional.
Yeah.
Our fave.
Yeah. Wait, actually, do you guys remember back in the days when our little like phones just had like the charms on the, like they weren't for a bracelet. They were just like on them. And they were even like Winnie the Pooh ones that you could get and you'd see them just like dangling.
Yes.
I feel like personalizing your phone in like middle school was just the most important thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I remember hand rhinestoning my flip phone.
Yep.
Like individual rhinestones. Like my fingers were like bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, oh my God, sorry, a derailing sidebar.
Give it.
So I had hand rhinestone my pink razor. I had custom ringtones for all my friends that I had pressed like record a message and then held it up to the speaker so that like True Friend by Hannah Montana could be my best friend's ringtone.
Yeah.
Right.
I go to the mall with my mom and my friend. My mom forgets her phone and she's like, oh, hey, give me your phone and then I'll call your friend's phone when you guys are like ready to meet back up. My mom loses my phone. She leaves it at the Starbucks and they didn't find it.
No.
So my mom's like, I'm so sorry. Like, of course, we'll get you a new phone. I'm like, you can't replace this.
Yeah. Right.
It's not about like the physical phone.
Yeah.
Like,
I was heartbroken.
Oh, baby Sierra.
So we go to the store to replace the phone. And the iPhone 1, the just iPhone at the time, had come out like 2 weeks earlier. And it was only like a little bit more expensive than the Razr. Mm-hmm. And so my mom was like, okay, like if you want the like iPhone, like you can get that since, right. you know, I'm really sorry about your phone. And so I got the first iPhone, which was really cool.
Oh my gosh.
But I think I would have preferred the customized Razr.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, you put so much into that and that was just like a whole stars thing.
I can't remember. Was it like Hannah Montana or Raven or who had a flip phone that was bedazzled? And that's where I got the idea.
Probably Hannah Montana.
Probably Hannah Montana.
And I just remember seeing her flip it with all the rhinestones and I went to Claire's, bought the rhinestones. Yeah. Rhinestones shit out of it.
Yeah.
It has to.
I was going to say, do you think rhinestones are going to come back?
Yes, I think they are making a comeback.
Like, I feel like that whole kind of like 2000s bling thing. Like, imagine if these were all rhinestoned, like our microphones.
Look, I'll bedazzle anything. I saw this new thing that's on, obviously, of TikTok, and you can bedazzle your hair. Like back in the day when we had those little things.
What was Remy it called?
Did that. Remy had did her AirPod Max, whatever they're called.
Oh, the new ones. Rhinestones. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing, so cute.
It's like a bedazzle for your hair. And kids are like, oh my God, this is so cute. I'm like, funny. This is back in the day that we used to do, but it was, this is much easier. I love that.
Remember that contraption that would braid your hair and that would put stuff in it and it would always like fuck up your hair?
Yeah, I was going to say, that fucked up my hair. So I got it for Christmas and it fucked my hair so bad.
It would get all tangled up.
I would add like the pink one because it could attach like a pink strand or something.
Oh, yeah.
I remember adding the pink strand out and it would just like,
And
it felt like I had the hairdryer stuck in there.
Yeah, totally.
Felt like that. Did you guys ever do like the clip-in, like single color, like streak of like pink or blue, or the feathers? The feathers? Did you guys have the feather?
Absolutely. Yes. Mine was turquoise.
Yep, that was the cool girls had the turquoise feather.
Also, I feel like turquoise was a cool girl color. Like that was like, I was like, I like turquoise.
Am I about to admit that I only had turquoise braces because I thought that that was the color to be cool? Like every time I had to get new rubber bands, I was like turquoise, unless it was Halloween and I would do black and orange.
Black and orange. Right. Yes. Did you have braces?
I did not.
Having the like, because I had braces only for like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. The getting to change my colors out was like stressful because I'm like, what colors do I want?
Because you can't just change it until the next time, right?
Yes.
How long does it depend? Like everybody's different.
You get your it's every time you get them tightened, which gosh, I can't even remember.
Was it every other month or so?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Because I don't think my Halloween bled into Christmas. So it must, definitely gotten them off at least the next month or something like that. But turquoise. Yeah. I feel that deeply. And
that
I
was
just
a cool girl
clearly
color.
Shows that we all don't have a single experience.
No, like, we all live
we're
the same
all the
life.
Same. And this is what this podcast does, actually. It just shows me that we were all living the same life.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Love that.
Who's turn is it?
God, I have no idea.
Is it me? Am I the drama? Well, it's going to be me now.
Okay. Perfect.
So this is also a new one that I discovered. Menstrual cups. Okay. Listen. I obviously they're not new. Menstrual cups have been around for a handful of years. I was just like, yeah, probably. But like, I just know what I know. I just wear the tampons. Like, it's fine. I don't need to reinvent the wheel. Like, we're doing fine. Even though it's always drama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's always drama. I never not bleeding through. Like, we've been having periods for forever now and I still can't get it right. So I was like, maybe this will be the time that I try it out. Maybe this is the time. You know, I don't know anything. I did my research. I got one. And they're all kind of similar. They're all kind of the same. So I tried one. And it was a learning curve. Getting it in was difficult. But then when I got it in, I was like,
wait a minute.
Is it in? Like, I couldn't even feel it.
Oh.
I couldn't even feel it. And I was like, okay, but I think that's what it's supposed to. I think that's the point. And I went on about my day. And they say you can leave it in for up to 12 hours.
Wow.
And like, oh, shit. That
yeah,
long?
Yeah, yeah. And like, do whatever, like pee and all that stuff. Like, you don't have to do anything with it. You just like living your life. And I was like, okay, okay. And I had left it in for 12
hours.
Were
you like nervous?
I was nervous. Yeah, like, I was like waiting for it to like leak.
Yeah. Right,
like, I was right, like, right. I'm so worried about this. And it didn't leak. And I like took it out or whatever. And this is like TMI. But like, I was like, wow, like to see how much like blood
yeah,
was out. I was
right.
like, wow, it's kind of cool. It's kind of gross, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. Like it's easy to wash and you just put it back in. Like sleeping in it was like iconic. Like it. And I
the
oh
fact that
never,
you're saying that you're not like having accidents like
no,
that is
and I
so
always
huge.
At least once or twice every yeah. time.
There's always
you
know.
Say TMI, but I need all this information.
Okay, yeah.
Because I've not heard a single person say that they tried a menstrual cup and didn't like it. I've yeah. only ever heard people be like, "It's amazing."
I will never use a tampon again. And
wow.
I did put one in like towards the end, and I could feel every inch of it. And I was like, I hate this. I hate the way this feels. I'm aware of it, which yeah. is not what I want. And I was like, never again. I'm changed.
I think you just sold me on a menstrual cup.
Seriously.
And you also mentioned about like a baggie that for travel.
Yeah. So you can, so it's, you can use it for 10 years.
What?
Yeah. And I'm
so
like,
that's so much more sustainable.
Waste. Absolutely. Like waste. Yeah. Plastic. Can you imagine?
And also expensive. Think about how much money you're spending yes. monthly on like tampons and pads and all these things. And I think I spent under $30.
Wow.
And I just put it in a little bag, like, because, you know, if you're going to start your period or whatever, like, you can put it in the little bag, throw it in your bag, like, throw it in your purse.
Do you have multiple?
On. No, just one.
Just the one?
Just one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said this, because I have been, it's been one of those things that I'm like, maybe I could try that.
I felt the same way, and I was like, I'm just going to bite the bullet, like, who cares? And what they say, too, also, if you're, like, obviously, if you're in, like, a public restroom, you can't, like, rinse it off in the sink. Like, you can't just reach over and rinse it off in the sink.
Right.
But they're, like, it's okay to have, like wipes. Like, even, like, baby wipes or anything.
So you
like,
put it in the toilet. Like, empty yeah, in the toilet
and
then wipe it.
And then wipe
baby
it out,
wipes,
throw it away.
Put it back in.
Put it back in.
Well, you only have to change it every 12 hours.
Yeah, so it's like, what is the real...
Yeah,
like,
right before I leave.
Are, right before you leave and then whenever you get home or right before you go to bed. Right.
I also am, like, constantly fearful that I, like, forgot to change my tampon yeah. or that I, like, put
toxic
another one in.
Toxic shock syndrome.
Yes.
Toxic shock syndrome.
Yep.
I read one article about that when I was 18. Scarred.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I'm constantly fearful of
I'm
it.
I'm yeah, petrified of toxic shock syndrome.
Me too.
Anytime when I'm like, oh, should I do a super or a regular? I'm like, I don't want toxic shock syndrome.
No,
I don't
want right.
to lose my leg.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And that's not, it doesn't matter. Like, I had it the entire time from when I was super heavy to when I was super light, and it was gorgeous. And
wow,
I didn't cramp as much. Now, I don't know if that correlates, but I'm a heavy cramper the first 2 days, like heavy.
I've heard tampons can make cramps worse.
Well, I believe it.
Yeah,
I love that.
I'm like, change. I was telling my mom, I was like, girl, I don't know what your deal is with the periods and then whatever your tea is, but it...
You're going to be like us with the super goop. Everyone you meet, you're going to be like, menstrual cup.
They're like, I don't even get periods. I'm like, you need a menstrual cup.
For our secret Santa at Palm Springs, she's
I'm
like,
I'm getting everyone.
I don't know who you're getting, but they're getting a menstrual
yeah.
cup.
The next gift basket, everyone's getting menstrual cups. I really do want to try
I'm
one.
I'm like, truly, truly changed. Like, I don't think I'll ever use a tampon again. There's no reason to.
Yeah.
And now I don't have to carry them in my bag and like carry them around. Oh my God, ask somebody if they have a tampon. Like, that's not even necessary.
And then like packing for a trip. Did I bring enough tampons?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how long.
To run to the store. Nope.
I love that. And I feel that because I barely had suitcase space for this trip. And I had pads plus tampons plus liners plus everything. And it took up so much of my suitcase because, hello, it takes up space.
Yeah.
Right. I need the nighttime. I need the daytime. I got everything. So I'm absolutely sold.
In your trash? My trash after just a week of my period, it's just like overflowing. I'm like, God.
But so much plastic.
I know,
like the
it's
applicator
bad.
As
yeah.
well as the thing that holds the thing. And then the box. You're like, there's so much plastic.
And also
here.
The string getting wet.
Yeah.
You can like showering with the tampon in, even peeing in the tampon. No, but this, because it goes all the way in. Nothing sticks out.
Right. Can you go in like the pool with
yes,
this?
Yes, you can go in the pool. Take a shit. Like, I was going to say take a shit.
Take a shit.
Well, you
but
can.
You can.
You
yeah.
can.
I love it. And I'm sold.
I'm
sold.
Like forever changed.
Add
truly.
To cart. That's okay. This whole episode could just be add
no,
to cart.
Maybe that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Add to cart.
Seriously, I swear by these products. And the one I'm about to give you, my last one, is my holy, holy, holy grail. Mm. Like, I love this stuff and I use it every day for years.
God. What is it?
It is my snail cream from Amazon. Mm. It helps lock in the moisture. It helps collagen production. And I love using it for when I'm doing gua sha in the morning and things like that because it just helps it glide. But I feel it's so glowy and just makes me feel so hydrated. And my skin just feels luscious, plump. It's yeah. giving. It's giving glow. So right. I love the snail cream. I will absolutely link it. And I get it from Amazon every time. And I'm scared to say because I don't want it to sell out. But this right. shit works.
I've seen you use it for like a long time now.
Yes.
And I'm always like, not your snail cream. Because it looks like
it does look snail-y. It's slimy. Like when yeah. I dip my fingers in it, it pulls like slime. But wow. There's something in there, you know?
I want right. to try that. I'm such a skincare nut. Anything, I'm like, get. I want your exfoliator. I want your snail
yes,
cream.
Yes, yes. So even if you're just doing facial massages just with your hand, it's fine. Or with gua sha rollers, jade rollers, anything. But simply just massage your face with this shit on. It feels so good.
Do you wash it off after? Or does it soak in?
Yeah, no. Since it's like a hydrating thing. So I'll wash my face first, clean with a clean face. That's when I go in with the snail cream. And then I let it sit because it's just so high. It feels like how when you take off your a mask.
Mm.
So you still have that. It's still on, you know?
Right.
And I actually don't think I put my lotion on after because it's so hydrating and so.
You don't need it.
I don't need it. So. Right. Or just even at night. And you know what? When you said the fridge, I'm like, what if my snail cream was in the fridge?
In the fridge?
Like, I know that would feel so that magical.
Yeah.
I'm going to bite the bullet and get it.
No, like, I mean, at this point.
And I didn't know they were so cheap, the fridges. Right. So consider me sold. I'm putting my snail cream that you all should buy in the fridge.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Do it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, talked about it before, my headache massager mask.
Oh, yes.
It's specifically like made for migraines, and I do get migraines, but I've also used it just for like regular headaches or just like tension from like editing, looking at the screen. Love it.
Yeah.
Amazing. Massages, it has heat, it plays music.
Oh, I need to get that for my mom. She has the worst migraines. I'm getting it for Christmas. Thank you.
It's like one of the only things that gives me like migraine relief.
Oh my God.
It's great.
Oh, Sierra.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Love it.
Okay.
I'm so glad.
Okay. We've talked about this. The Dyson hair dryer.
Oh, I love her.
It's stupid expensive. I got it as a gift and I'm really glad I did because I don't think I would have justified buying it for myself. I am obsessed. It helps with frizz so much. It just does wonders on my hair. It dries it so fast.
I mean, yesterday, you were spilling water all over yourself and you used it to dry
your shirt. To dry my shirt and it was dry in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I also
multi-use.
Yeah, exactly.
Multifunctional.
Exactly.
I absolutely love my Dyson. And just like you, I was like, I'm not going to spend that money because it is pricey, but I was so lucky to get it gifted by my parents for my birthday last year. And I have not put it down.
Mm-hmm.
I could not. It goes so fast and I have so much hair. I feel like it takes seconds. And Ryan, I've even been like, check this out, girl. Like, I'm not playing.
No, yeah. Right.
And with the diffuser attachment, amazing.
Oh, right. I know there's so many heads that it has,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
You can get like for so many different things.
Yeah.
I also use it.
Hey, you never know when you're going to spill some water on your shirt.
You're right.
There you go.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm like, pull them and get your Dyson. I'm sure it's wet.
Okay, I also wrote down the Fabletics Power Hold bike shorts and leggings. I have not and will not shut up about these for years. They're the best. They don't roll down. They're squat proof. Amazing. They also just look like the 5-inch ones just look so cute with like a graphic tee and sneakers. Right.
And some high top boots and a blazer.
Yep.
Potential. Exactly. Add it to the cart.
Okay.
Add it to the cart.
Okay. And then baby things. Number one, this is just the definition of like a product that is just smarter. Silicone baby bibs with the little pocket in the front.
I have seen those. Mm-hmm.
My mom is like mind blown by those.
Yeah.
She's like, we just had like cloth bibs and then we had to wash them.
Right.
And then the food still falls on your lap. Whereas these ones have like the little pocket. So like anything Grace drops just goes right in there. And then we just scoop it up and here you go.
I have seen those. And I will say, I think the products, especially our lives have gotten so much better.
Right.
But for babies.
Yeah.
Like, you see now the strollers before, my mom's like, oh my gosh, to build up a stroller, it would take so much. But now I push a button and it just like levitates. Or they're light now. Like, obviously you have those light strollers.
Right.
Just, even having I saw in that video that you uploaded that you were like packing the bag for Grace when you went to Disneyland, and you had formula and like a stick, like a kind of
like a single serve liquid IV.
Liquid IV.
I showed my mom, and she's like, this is, or wait, I hate to keep going, but that little container where they stick their hands in, but it has the little plastic gushy so things around, like, it, so they don't
spill.
I have picked up too many Cheerios too many times. I'm a babysitting girly, grew up
right.
a babysitter, so I have seen firsthand.
No, right.
No, the baby products now, there's just so many things that are like, oh my gosh, that's genius.
Right.
Yes.
Because like me and my brother are 7 years apart. So I grew up watching all, you know, his life and his childhood and
yeah.
the products my parents use. And I feel like in the past like 10 years, there's been so many smart things that have come out.
Yeah.
So I love the silicone bibs. Those are super easy to like wipe out as well. They clean really easily. Also, like, this wasn't on my list, but the car seat we have swivels. Another thing that's, like, so genius. Yes.
Genius.
Like, to get a baby in a car seat and, like, be moving your whole body into the car and trying to get them buckled. This one, you just pull a little lever, and it's facing out. And I put her in, and I buckle, and then
I'm back.
Love that.
Yeah.
When she gets older and she can face forward, is that,
it can,
does that convert
yes,
to a,
it can
okay.
convert to a forward facing. Yeah,
wow.
I know.
That's the other thing, too. I remember when my siblings were growing up, my mom being like, I bought this car seat because it grows with them as they grow. Instead of having to buy a car seat for a newborn and buy a car seat for a toddler and then a booster and all that stuff. It just like, we just took parts off as they got older.
Yeah.
Iconic.
It's also crazy, too, because now the recommendation about car seats is so different. Like your kids, some kids, depending on like height and weight, have to be in a car seat until they're like 10 or 11. Whereas I feel like for us, it was like after like 5.
Yeah, we're like,
they're good.
Yeah, just put your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Nah. She's not in the front seat. It's chill.
Yeah, yeah. My sister, she's really petite. So she's like small and she's short. And I remember she had to be in a booster for longer because she was just small. And I was like, I was out of the booster by like 5. But I was also like as big as you are at 10 at 5.
Right.
So,
right.
You
know, right.
Different.
Right.
We're different. But yeah, I remember. And it was like weight, right, too. They were like, whatever for like the booster.
Yeah.
Especially when we're older, like elementary school age. Wow. Times fly.
Times fly.
Times fly.
Times have changed.
Times have changed.
And then in toddlerhood, like one of the biggest things that we have used so much and like gotten our money's worth tenfold is her standing tower. Like, you know, that little thing in the kitchen.
Where you guys cook and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So like that was another thing that my mom was like, that is genius, because she used to just have us like stand on a chair because we wanted to be in the kitchen seeing what she was doing and be involved. But like you can't see, but then it's a chair and then you can fall.
Unsafe and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. And I feel like it's going to make things so much easier for moms.
Yeah. Right. And that was something that like so many moms recommended to me. And I remember being like, oh, I just can't wait until Grace is like sturdy enough standing that we can get that. Because then I still was like holding her and cooking, or I'd like put her in when we had like her swing or her bouncer. And it's just fantastic. And I feel like it's good, too, because she gets to like learn by watching me cook and stuff.
Right.
And I love it.
I was just watching that vlog that you posted today where she was, you guys were cooking in the kitchen and you were like, this is this thing and this is that. And she was just like watching.
Yeah, she's so into it.
Yeah. What an icon. Well, she's going to be a chef.
Chef Grace.
Yeah, she's like, I've been cooking since literally day one. So I love that.
Okay, what was your last one?
Oh, my last one. I will not shut up about this. I've been talking about this for probably 2 weeks straight if you watch any of my Instagram stories. And it is, yes, the Walmart tank tops. I cannot and I won't stop talking about them. They're the best well-fitted tank tops I've ever owned, ever. And they were $2.80.
What?
I don't even know.
I'm getting one in every color.
I bought like 3 and I was like, and I tried them on. I was like, no, these are iconic. And I went back and I bought all the rest of the colors. Like,
and they're like truly not expensive either.
They're literally under $3.
Yeah.
They're like $2 and some change. Like they are so good and they're so stretchy and they fit well and they just look good. Like
it's hard to find like a good basic tank top. Like you'd think it'd be easy.
Right.
Because it's just a tank top.
It's just a tank top.
But to find it that's like the right strap length, the right scoop, the right fit. Yes.
And it like, it kind of fits like a bodysuit. So like it's tight, but you know how, I mean, the inconvenience of a bodysuit is that it's literally a bodysuit and you have to either like get naked or like try to like clip it under your whatever the hassle situation is. These are like that, except it's a tank top and it's full length too. So like I've talked about this with you and I talked about this on my vlog. Like I just want the option for it to not be cropped.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at the point now where like everything I own is cropped, which is fine. And I'm a love a crop top. I'm a big crop top girly, but I want the option to wear a full length top.
Mm-hmm.
And this was kind of like my segue into
the transitional
transition. Yeah. Into being like, okay, I'm going to wear a tank top, but I want it to be full length.
Yeah.
Literally get them all. I can't talk about them enough. Get them all. Every
okay,
color.
I'm gonna buy them right now before they go sell out.
I know before the episode goes live. No, yeah. I'm like, I need to buy that.
I need to buy that.
No, exactly, because I'm obsessed. I've talked about it so many times. I feel like I put them on my story like every day. I'm like,
as you should.
Just in case you didn't see the last story 2 days ago, buy them now. Here's the link.
All these products are not sponsored, but we are just
they
obsessed.
Honestly, they should be.
They should be sponsored.
This whole episode should have been like, and thank you to this brand for sponsoring right. and this brand.
Yeah, no, seriously.
But in reality, though, I feel like people do have like a more trust when it's not when it is organic.
Yeah,
yeah. And not sponsored. So now it's like, if any of these brands did want to sponsor us, like
we've like hyped you guys.
You already know how genuine it is.
No, we've just talked about how much we love them, and we genuinely love these products. Like, some of them have truly changed like my life.
Yeah.
The menstrual cup changed my life.
I'm so excited to try it.
Who should sponsor the pod?
White Claw.
Listen, the way every episode you can count on it.
Please.
Please. It's so organic. We love you.
Come
love
on,
us.
You guys.
Does White Claw ever work with influencers?
They should. I have no idea.
I am so loud and annoying. I mean, just in general, I could just end the sentence there. But I am so loud and annoying about my love for White Claw.
Bro.
I'm like, where? Get my DMs.
Come on. Maybe we have to get in theirs.
Like, yeah. Listen, check the receipts. We love you.
It's a screenshot of every episode of us holding a White Claw.
You know what actually is like the most powerful way to get like as an influencer to be sponsored is the audience going to the brand and being like, this person loves you, or like, and then on the influencer side, like tagging them. I feel like that is how like the easiest and best way to like
you guys
get connected with y'all.
You heard so, what is necessary. Listen, we love our White Claws.
Get to work in the comments, y'all. Hit them up. You go into their DMs.
You know who else should sponsor us? Kenny Ortega. The amount of free press we give that man.
Kenny, look at him.
He's right up there.
We have Kenny, a photo of him.
Kenny.
Right here,
please.
wait. But on that same vein, Disney Channel should sponsor us because I want us to have the opportunity to say, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Dun, dun, boom, dun, dun. Did you guys used to practice that like in your room? Like
100%.
Yes. Yeah, I have actual videos of me doing it.
Yeah.
I'm sick. Continue.
No, we should make a TikTok of us being like, hey guys, I'm Ryan and welcome back to blah, 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 blah. And you're watching Disney Channel.
We will when we get sponsored by Disney Channel.
Okay, facts, yeah.
Thank you so much.
And in that same vein, you know who else should sponsor us?
Who?
The Department of Education for educating the youth on High School Musical for how facts. Much we talk about it.
Facts. Who is the Department of Education? What? How do you? Who is that? How do we find that?
Tag them.
Is there a website?
at the Department of Education. And on that, also, I think Kleenex should sponsor us. The way the Kleenex,
the crying,
the way I cry,
the crying, the sniffling, the chronic allergies. There's tissues in the cracks of the couch. Okay. Speaking of couch,
Kleenex or puffs.
Listen,
we won't discriminate.
Listen, both, one of each. Yeah. I know they're competitors. They're like, no. And I'm like,
you know,
okay.
Whoever gets here first,
facts.
They can be the official tissue of 20 whatever.
Absolutely. Also, like, we get a lot of questions about our couch.
Yes,
I love this couch.
Right? This is an article couch. Article. I know you guys sponsor stuff. I see it all the time.
This is a nice
couch. We love
this couch.
I love this
couch. It's so comfortable and it's so cute.
I also love the rug. I don't know. The rug isn't even visible on the camera, but I just love this rug.
I do too. It's so really, nice.
It's like cushy.
Thick. Yeah. It's like one of those rugs that makes you want to sit down on it and lay on it.
Yes.
I'm a floor girl.
We also use it for flat lays, like for product.
Oh, right.
Because we'll put product on it and then like film it and whatever.
Yeah.
And it looks really nice.
I love it. Where's the rug from? Jess, where's the rug from?
We'll link it in the description, but the rug is from Lowe's.
Okay, hardware
Lowe's.
Store.
They can sponsor us too.
The paints are from Lowe's.
Yeah.
These shelves, whatever, from Lowe's. Listen, Lowe's.
And I used to be a big Jimmy Johnson fan, so
Jimmy Johnson, isn't that the...
He's a NASCAR racer, but he was sponsored by, like, he was the Lowe's NASCAR driver.
Oh, I was thinking Jimmy Dean.
I was thinking Jimmy John's.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Jimmy John's is the sandwich.
No,
Jimmy Dean is the actor.
No.
What's Jimmy John's? What's Jimmy John's?
I don't know.
Are you thinking of Long John Silver's?
That one.
Oh, my God. That's fish. That's fish. That's seafood.
Hey, but she'll fuck with the fish. Yeah.
Okay, guys, the camera's going to cut in like a minute. So rapid fire, any other brands that says sponsor 20, whatever.
Okay.
Fabletics. Fabletics.
Facts,
they
no,
did
facts.
Gift us these onesies because they sponsor my vlog and the Instagram, but they should sponsor the podcast too.
They should.
Just look at us.
No, cute.
Postmates should sponsor us because we should have stock in that space already,
right?
Because we order so many late night snacks, like at 7-Eleven. I mean,
also in between episodes.
Our lunch literally just Postmates. Got delivered from Postmates.
Okay, book of the month, because we want to be book reading girlies. So book of the month should sponsor us. We can get books every month.
Yep. A menstrual cup.
Yes. Absolutely.
And whatever brand wants to be the first claim.
Yep, we
official
don't care.
Menstrual cup of 20 whatever.
Yep, yep.
Poppy should sponsor us because hot girls have tummy troubles and those prebiotics taste delicious.
Yes, okay, they facts, do. Facts, facts. LaCroix?
Yep.
We love
listen,
her.
We love listen, her. Or Bubbly. Look, I mean, I have an affinity for Bubbly, but like, whatever. Whoever gets there first, like I said.
Domino's should also sponsor us because that is our pizza pick of choice. And yep. check out the pics of us looking cute in
dude,
it.
Dude, those yes. are cute pictures.
So cute. I'm so glad we did that.
Me too.
Sorry, Steven.
Beats, because our headphones.
Facts, facts, mm-hmm. facts, facts, facts. Yep.
And to close this out, Broadway should sponsor us. All of Broadway, Off-Broadway, Broadway World, Actors, Art, Equity, everything, because we yep. slay that Heather's... harmonies and we learned did. It so
yes.
quickly so
yes.
all of Broadway just
every yep. Broadway show except for maybe the one production of Mean Girls where they had
Cameron Dallas
who yeah. we just really really
so
crapped
sorry.
On
we don't really want that
so sorry but you yeah. can ask us we're available
but yeah if we'll still do it
yeah
yep
so
thank you so
all
much
right.
All right, well, that is gonna be it for this episode. I gotta talk really really fast because it's about to cut, but thank you so much for watching, subscribe, like all the things, and we'll see you next week.
Bye guys.